CIWBFM at 98.3 FM, Wave 98.3, Vancouver's coolest vibe.
Good morning. It's 8 o'clock. It's Sterling in for TJ, and here's what's making waves. Canada has listed Samidoun, a pro-Palestinian group, behind a rally where people chanted death to Canada and burned the Canadian flag in Vancouver earlier this month, as a terrorist entity. Public Safety Minister Dominic LeBlanc made the announcement yesterday, saying the listing of Samidoun as a terrorist entity under the criminal code sends a strong message that Canada will not tolerate this type of activity and will do everything in its power to counter the ongoing threat to Canada's national security and all people in Canada. Being listed as a terrorist entity carries severe consequences. It is illegal to contribute to any activity of a listed group, and its property can be seized and forfeited. MPs in the House of Commons condemned the group last week after supporters chanted death to Canada, death to the United States, and death to Israel, and burned the Canadian flag at a rally here in Vancouver. VPD say they are also conducting an investigation into that rally, and law enforcement says speakers expressed solidarity with terrorist groups. The investigation continues. The leading issues for BC voters in the upcoming provincial election are housing, poverty, and homelessness, followed by healthcare, the economy, and jobs, according to Vancouver's Research Co. While housing used to be the top issue for younger voters in Metro Vancouver, that has changed, with 40% of all voters, regardless of age, citing it as their top concern. The pollsters say housing is the one big thing that needs to be solved, even if healthcare is a very second close place, especially when it comes to those 55 and over. The other top election issues for British Columbians, healthcare, 19%, followed by the economy and jobs at 18%. Those trailing issues reveal a major shift in voting behavior, with older and younger voters bucking their long-established political affiliations. Though it has received a lot of attention and public scrutiny, politically speaking, crime and public safety are far down the list, ranking at 8% in the environment, once a leading issue in BC. Is now ranked at only 4%. In sports, the Vancouver Canucks lost the first game on their road trip last night to Tampa Bay 4-1. They play the defending Stanley Cup champion Florida Panthers tomorrow. There's one baseball game on tap today. The Dodgers, the Los Angeles Dodgers, taking on the New York Mets in the Big Apple. That series tied at one game apiece. BC Lions announced yesterday they will start Vernon Adams Jr. at quarterback on Saturday's game against the league-leading Montreal Alouettes. Kickoff at BC Place this coming Saturday afternoon is at 4 o'clock, and they're expecting a lot of fans. And the Vancouver Whitecaps also play Saturday. They're on the road in Utah and will take on Real Salt Lake. Wave weather, showers ending this morning, and then we're looking at a mix of sun and cloud, a sunny break in the middle of the day, and then more showers later this afternoon, including a risk of a thunder shower later in the day as well. Today's high 13, tonight's low 8. Clouds and showers tomorrow, and it's a kind of a similar forecast with sunny breaks in the day and then more clouds in the evening and rain as well. And then for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, the weather office is calling for a lot of rain. Right now, not raining, and that's always a good thing, and still 11 degrees in downtown Vancouver.
make me feel this way. What a wicked thing to do, to let me dream of you. What a wicked thing to say, you never felt this way.
98.3 with Len Mazzoni. Good song. That's I've Got This Feeling. And, of course, Wicked Game from Chris Isaak in there as well for your Wednesday morning. It is exactly 8:12. Good morning. It's Sterling for Tara Jean, who will be back with you tomorrow morning as Lynn from Burnaby and her guest embark on the next wave adventure as we all head off tomorrow morning to the Catalina Island Jazz Tracks Festival. Traffic this morning, very busy on the Alex Fraser Bridge northbound. And traffic backed up heading to the Alex Fraser Bridge all the way back down 99 to the truck pullout. And as a result of that, 99 northbound through the Massey Tunnel is extra busy this morning as a lot of people have heard about the Alex Fraser Bridge issue and decided to just divert to the tunnel and try their luck over there with the counterflow in. Still very slow going. Also slow on the Portman Bridge westbound. No issues there, just heavy volume, as is the case around the iron workers as well. At the ferry terminals, the 9 and 11 sailings from Tsawwassen to Swartz Bay are sold out, and the 1 p.m. is already 90% full. Another busy day at the ferry terminal.
Fall festivities are here.
Gobble up the savings and clean up with Coit.
And save up to 35% now on carpet cleaning, upholstery, tile and grout and color seal, air duct cleaning, wood and area rug cleaning.
Save 25% on one service, 30% off the second service, and 35% off the third service.
Before the company arrives.
Call 1-800-4COIT. That's FORCOIT.
Or order online at coit.ca. Also serving Nanaimo.
And checking wave weather, it's nice to see a little bit of blue out there. I'll tell you, a few hours ago when I drove up from White Rock, it was pretty dark, of course, and it was pouring. And there's more to come, by the way, but we are at the reprieve stage of today. A weather office calling for a mix of sun and cloud, a high of 13, and then with the showers will roll back in. It's a system rolling through the area, and we're catching a break between the first and second waves. A risk of a thunderstorm comes along with the next wave later in the day. Tonight's low will be 8, today's high 13. More of same tomorrow with a bit of a break in the middle of the day, rain in the morning and in the evening, and then for the weekend, regrettably, the office, weather office, at least from this distance, forecasting rain for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday with highs in the low teens. We're still at 11 degrees here in downtown Vancouver as we get back to music on a Wednesday with Marvin Gaye's Sexual Healing. Wave 98.3.
Sexual healing. Deserve the best music. Wave 98.3, Vancouver's coolest vibe.
acts for consenting adults. That was the big advertising campaign over the summer. And oh, so true. There's sax player Eric Darius for your Wednesday morning. And a great tune. It is 8:22. Nice to see the sunshine on this Wednesday morning. Took a while, but we're going to see it for a little bit. And then, well, a little later on, back to the wet stuff. But enjoy the good stuff while it's happening. 11 degrees downtown. Here's Alicia Keys on the way.
Wave 98.3, Vancouver's coolest vibe.
Good morning. It is 8:30. It's Sterling in for TJ, and here's what's making waves. Canadians are planning to spend more than they did last year on holiday shopping, according to a new survey. It's the 2024 Holiday Shopping Retail Outlook by Deloitte Canada, which found Canadians plan to spend $1,478 for the holiday season, which is 10% or $131 more than last year, when spending reached a five-year low. However, the amount is still below levels from recent years, with Canadians spending over $1,500 in 2022 and over $1,700 in 2019. Deloitte says many consumers plan to wait until Black Friday, which falls on November 29th this year, 5 days later than last year, to shop, and the competition is going to be fierce. 42% of Canadians believe the best deals will be on or around Black Friday. The survey also found more Canadians plan to be charitable this holiday season, with donations up 35%. Travel spending is also expected to jump 20% as more people say they plan to be away over the Christmas holidays. According to the survey, many Canadians will do their holiday shopping online, with 71% of respondents buying items through Amazon or competitive platforms like Alibaba. The survey also includes this. Despite wanting to buy gifts for the holidays, about one-third of Canadians are concerned about how they'll pay for them. Another third are worried about their credit card debt, and more than half are worried about how they will pay their mortgage or rent. And rock guitarist Jake E. Lee, who's played with heavy metal heavyweight Ozzy Osbourne, was hospitalized early yesterday morning when he was shot multiple times in a random incident in Las Vegas while he was out walking his dog. Jake is fully conscious and doing well in an intensive care unit in a Vegas hospital. He's expected to fully recover, say his people. The investigation is ongoing. No arrests have been made at this time. Jake is 67. He's a veteran guitarist, having spent time playing with Osbourne in the 1980s and later founded the heavy metal group Badlands with former Black Sabbath members, and then he formed his own band Red Dragon Cartel back in 2013. A walk with the dog and a completely random event, according to Las Vegas police. In sports last night, the Vancouver Canucks had a rough start to a long road trip. They lost 4-1 in Tampa Bay. Next up, the defending Stanley Cup champion Florida Panthers. That game goes tomorrow. There's one baseball playoff game today. The Dodgers-Mets series moves from Los Angeles to New York today, with the series tied at one apiece. The BC Lions announced yesterday they're going to start Vernon Adams Jr. at quarterback for the big game Saturday afternoon at 4 o'clock with the league-leading Montreal Alouettes at BC Place. A big crowd is expected. And the Vancouver Whitecaps are also playing on Saturday. They're down in Utah to take on Real Salt Lake. Wave weather, well, we certainly had no shortage of morning showers, and now we're at the mix of sun and cloud period of the day, and then there's a chance of showers later on in the afternoon, with a risk of a thunder shower this evening. Today's high 13, tonight's low 8, and pretty much the same pattern predicted again for tomorrow. Morning showers, daytime break, and then evening showers turning to rain, and that rain tomorrow night will last through the weekend, according to the weather office. Right now, though, it's a very pleasant 11 in downtown Vancouver.
I've heard people say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that. There's many times that we've loved and we've shared love and made love. Doesn't seem to me like it's enough. It's just not enough, man. It's just not enough. I'm
Vancouver's coolest vibe.
Vancouver's coolest vibe with Paul Brown basking in the wine light. Pretty early in the day for that sort of behavior, but why not? 8:42 Sterling for Tara Jean, who will be back with you at this time tomorrow, because tomorrow morning, I, along with our winner, Lynn and her guest Colleen are off to the Catalina Island Jazz Tracks Festival. Yes, it's that wave adventure that we had going on through the summer and into the early fall. Well, it has come to pass, or will come to pass, first thing tomorrow morning as we head down to California, grab the ferry over to Catalina from the airport, and off we go for four nights of fantastic music. And the first night, I have the pleasure of hosting and emceeing Vancouver's own Gabriel Mark Hasselbeck on the beach on Catalina Island for a special outdoor concert. Tara Jean emceed a similar event with Rob Tardick last year and had just an absolute great time. So we're going to start that. And I know that Lynn in Burnaby, our adventure winner, is a big fan of Gabe Hasselbeck. So what a great way for her to start off four nights of fabulous music in, well, in California on Catalina Island. Nice little break. TJ's had a five-day Thanksgiving weekend, and my turn for 5 days comes up first thing tomorrow morning.
We're all aware of the challenges our online spaces present, like online hate and the spread of misinformation. But how can the average person make our online world more positive? Studies have shown it takes just 10% of the people in a community to set its values. We're all digital citizens, and we all have a role to play. Join Media Smarts, Canada's Center for Digital Media Literacy, on October 23rd for Digital Citizen Day to help make our online world a better place to be. Visit digitalcitizenday.ca to find out how you can make a difference.
It is 11 degrees in downtown Vancouver and not raining, and that just works for everyone. Thank you very much. Music from the 70s and Al Green, and I'm still in love with you. Wave 98.3.
Spending my day
even a spark to light the way back into your heart to feel you again. Always thought I had a way. I knew the perfect thing to say to make you feel everything you need to me. When it comes to loving you, take it slow, you'll find the one like I found you so long ago. When it comes to loving you, I lose my way. Everything I thought I knew, I just can't say. And time again, I seem to lose my cool. I'm a fool when it comes to loving you.
Vancouver's coolest vibe.
If I had to live my life without you near me, the days would all be empty. Would seem so long. With you I see forever, oh so clearly. I might have been in love before, but it never felt this strong. Our dreams are young and we both know they'll take us where we want to go. Hold me now, touch me now. You can be sure of, I'll never ask for more.
not so easy. Our love will lead the way for us. Like a guiding star, I'll be there for you if you should need me. You don't have to change a thing. I love you just the way you are. So come with me and share the view. I'll help you see forever too. Hold me now, touch me now. I don't want to live without you. Nothing's gonna change my love for you. You ought to know by now how much I love you. One thing you can be sure of, I'll never ask for more than your love. Nothing's gonna change my love for you. We'll be right back.
is CIWVFM at 98.3 FM. Heard anywhere on mobile devices and online anytime at wave983.fm.